Let me briefly get a couple of pieces of business out of the way before we get started. It's been a while since I've done this. A week or two ago, YouTube sent me an email saying that the channel's now qualified for Super Thanks. I didn't know what it was initially, but what it is, it's a quick and easy way to support the channel. The Super Thanks icon is located near the like button. If you want to donate to the channel, you can click the Super Thanks icon and make your one-time donation. If you're interested in making a monthly donation, you can head on over to Patreon and contribute that way. The link is in the description below. And one last piece of business and another way to show your support. Extra. We all lead busy lives. We're all pulled in different directions every day. We're not like social justice warriors who spend their days in one place, never moving, always on social media, looking for something to offend them. Us normal people, we have multiple things going on every day. Work, little league games for the kids, happy hour with your friends, golf, date night with the girlfriend or wife. Every day, we are all over the city, and at any point, the inevitable is bound to happen and we misplace our wallets. Us men, we tend to have one-track minds. We're not good multitaskers. We tend to focus on the task at hand. We tend to focus on the big picture of what we're trying to accomplish. And the small details, they have a tendency to get overlooked. Losing your wallet is one of the most stressful things imaginable. Your entire identity is located in your wallet. Luckily, Extra has come up with a solution. Included in every Extra wallet is this tracking device. If you have one too many drinks or you fall asleep at the boring Little League game and your wallet falls out of your pocket, you simply log on to the app and Extra will pinpoint exactly where your wallet's located from this tracking device. Father's Day is coming up. And this will make a great gift for Dad. Click the affiliate link in the description below. You'll get a 20% discount off of your purchase. Also, like I said, easy way to support the channel while getting something that you can use. All right, let's get to it. This topic was emailed to me last night by one of you guys. He sent me a link to an article by Emily Liebert on Jezebel, and I did the rest of the research for this story myself. Some of this information I pulled from an interview Time Magazine did with WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert. Once again, the narrative focuses on the lack of attention and more specifically, the lack of supposed mainstream media attention that women's sports receive. Right now, the WNBA is pushing for more mainstream media coverage, you know, because the wall-to-wall coverage just ain't enough. I mean, fuck. How much more WNBA coverage do we need? The league was relentlessly promoted 4 to 6 weeks leading up to the start of the regular season. They ran WNBA commercials throughout the NBA playoffs when more eyes are on the NBA than any other time of year. Even with all the promotion, most of which I would imagine was free or paid for by the NBA, the two WNBA games on ESPN2 last Sunday drew between 105 and 143,000 viewers. Like I told you guys yesterday, when social justice warriors fail, they never take personal responsibility. They never look in the mirror and wonder why no one wants to watch their shitty product. They have to find someone to blame, and that someone to blame is usually always you. Headline over at Jezebel, women sports fans, where the hell are you? I'll tell you where they are. They don't exist. I found this article to be extremely fascinating because it made me think about something that I hadn't thought about before as to why the WNBA is failing. Emily Liebert, she falls back on the typical excuses as to why the WNBA is an abject failure. She pulls a study from 2019 that found women's sports receive 5% of television coverage and 10% of Twitter promotion. Now in 2022, you can no longer use the TV coverage excuse. ESPN is pretty much airing the entire WNBA regular season. Name another show on television that struggles to draw in 100, 150,000 viewers, that receives primetime slots on national TV. There ain't one. But the 10% Twitter promotion, that really caught my attention. These people like to blame toxic masculinity for the failure of the WNBA. They blame white men. They blame women. How come more women aren't supporting each other? It turns out the same shitfucks advocating for the WNBA, they're not supporting it either. What is the primary demographic on Twitter? It's not the 35-year-old soccer mom. It's not normal people like you and me. Twitter is overrun with social justice warriors. Yet, the women's sports they claim to love so dearly only receive 10% of the overall promotion on the platform. Emily Liebert, she then shifts her attention to the mainstream media. She blames the LA Times for not having a dedicated page to the LA Sparks. They have pages for the Rams, the Chargers, the Lakers, even high school sports. But the LA Times, they don't feel the WNBA deserves their own dedicated page. She blames the New York Times for the same thing. The New York Times, the same outlet that just last week published a nice puff piece on Liz Cambage and the WNBA. That's not enough. We demand more. This is about gender equity, diversity, and inclusion. She even blames ESPN. Yeah, the network dedicated to the WNBA. The network that, judging by the television ratings, likely loses money airing these shitty games. Emily Liebert blames ESPN for their supposed lack of WNBA coverage on their website. They have the WNBA hidden in the more section. It doesn't have its own dedicated tab like other sports, male sports in general. Why do you think that is? Even with all the mainstream media coverage of the WNBA, women's college basketball, women's sports in general, why do you think sites like ESPN, the New York Times, don't have a dedicated WNBA section? Why do you think they don't have WNBA beat reporters? I mean, after all, ESPN's all about equity, right? They have a beat reporter for every team in the NBA. How come the network dedicated to diversity, equity, and inclusion doesn't have beat reporters for the WNBA? Because it doesn't make financial sense. We all know the mainstream media is agenda-driven bullshit, but at the end of the day, hidden behind the propaganda, hidden behind the woke bullshit, the media still has to make money. Without readers clicking on their articles, the media ceases to exist. I pulled some numbers from Statista. As of March 2022, 30% of the American population considers themselves an avid NFL fan. 37% identify as casual fans, and 32% don't watch. The NBA, 13% of the population, avid NBA fans, 29% casual, 59% don't watch. So we have 67% of the country that would possibly be interested in NFL content, 42% for the NBA. The WNBA, 18% consider themselves casual fans, 79% think the WNBA is completely useless and don't watch, and just 3% identify as an avid fan of the WNBA. 3% of the population. Overall, just 21% of the population might be interested in WNBA content. Do you understand now why the mainstream media doesn't fully commit to the WNBA? Even with all the free promotion the last 2 years, with all the increased media coverage, they can't even convince 5% of the population to show interest. I mentioned a few minutes ago this article by Emily Liebert at Jezebel made me think of something that I hadn't thought about before as to why there's so much disinterest in the WNBA. She didn't say it herself. This theory would never come out of the mouth of a social justice warrior. But I think this is one of the primary reasons the WNBA fails to resonate. Last week, we talked about Sports Illustrated featuring 5 WNBA players for their swimsuit issue. Now, we were critical of Sports Illustrated, but to their credit, at least they tried to make the WNBA players look like women. Turns out, though, we were not the only critics. You would figure Woke Illustrated featuring 5 woke WNBA players would create instant woke boners, right? That was not the case. The shitfucks blasted Sports Illustrated because the cover represented too much femininity. Why do these birthing people look like women? It is obvious they're trying to appeal to toxic masculinity. We want representation. This is not diversity. They didn't feature a non-binary goat's ass. Check out some of these responses. Here is Courtney Williams advocating for WNBA players to dress more like men. And here is something called Frankie, who goes by they, them pronouns. What the fuck did I just say? They, them pronouns. Hey, they, can you pass me the lotion? Here is Frankie complaining that she can't relate to WNBA players. They don't look like me. I can't relate. Newsflash, Frankie. You're not going to find very many people who look like you. Check out a picture of Frankie here. Do you know anyone with pink hair? I don't know if Frankie is a man or a woman. They don't know either because Frankie identifies as non-binary. She likes to be called they or Frank for short. I highlight these examples because it represents the biggest problem in the WNBA. The product on the court is never going to be better than the NBA. Whether they, and when I say they, I'm not talking to you, Frankie, I'm talking about the WNBA. Whether they want to believe it or not, the WNBA struggles to draw an audience because by trying to relate to everyone, trying to appeal to everyone, they end up relating to no one. Who is the target audience for the NBA? Young men. Who's the target audience for the NFL? Men 25 to 54. Who's the target audience for Major League Baseball? Old retired men. Who's the target audience for the WNBA? Hell, I don't think they know. If they do have one, it's the LGBT community, which means the WNBA is targeting 7% of the population. And you wonder why this league is a fucking struggling dump? No business can survive when 93% of the population is alienated by your product. They tried appealing to normal women with the swimsuit issue, but when you watch a WNBA game, very few of the players represent femininity. Most WNBA players are like Courtney Williams. They dress like men. You're not going to attract female viewers like that. And at the same time, you're turning away straight men. Call it sexist, call it misogyny, but it's actually called human nature. Men like to see, men like to watch beautiful women. The WNBA product, like I said, it will never compete with the NBA on the court. But if they had players that actually looked like feminine women, maybe, just maybe, you would attract more male and female viewers. Your average American woman cannot relate to players in the WNBA. They make themselves even more unrelatable by constantly pushing the woke bullshit. The WNBA started this season with 38 corporate sponsors, by far the most in league history. There is more advertising dollars being spent today than ever before. Yet for some reason, 97% of the country still doesn't give a fuck about the WNBA. This is not a problem money is going to solve. This is a demographic problem. The WNBA, they simply don't appeal to 93% of the population. No amount of increased media attention, no amount of money is going to fix that. But let me know what you think. They want an increase on the increase of WNBA media attention. Will increased awareness solve this league's problem? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.